Yes, 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 yes! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another hit episode of the good old lucky It's Not That Deep, Bro. Episode 27. 57 up in this bitch. I don't know what I was thinking in the fucking 20s, but here we are. Maybe because I'm thinking of 2024. It's a good year.
You're underestimating us.
No. In what way?
We're nearly at the 60s now. 20s,
I know.
That was.
I know. I was thinking of the year, okay? But then I was thinking of 2020, 2024. Thinking of the 2 in that and the 7 in 57. Because I was going to say. But yeah, I fucked that up.
Let's get back to what we were talking about.
Business.
If you are young...
This is literally what we've just been talking about 5 minutes before we started this. And he needs to get this out. He needs to get it out.
If you are young, under the age of 20, and are entering the entertainment industry with a potential smash hit under your belt... Let me tell you, based upon what I've gathered from researching the ascent of young stars, I can tell you that Puff Daddy's going to come for you. There's going to be a day when, on your rise to fame, when Puff Daddy's going to get in contact with you and take you out.
Wow.
He's going to probably buy you some clothes.
Are you sad about that? You seem very...
Do I feel like I've missed the boat?
Yeah.
A little bit. There's a part of me that wishes I got famous in about 2001.
What the fuck?
I wish I was about 15 in 2001 and I was being exploited for my...
15 in 2001?
Yeah. Which means I
would... You're 8 years old in 2001. What are you talking about?
I'm saying this is a fantasy of mine.
Right, okay. You wish you were 15 in 2001.
So I could be exploited by Puff Daddy. I don't know what he was going by at that time. He might have just...
P. Diddy, fucking
Puff Daddy. I don't think he goes by Puff Daddy anymore.
Papa D? Fuck knows.
I like calling him Puffy.
Why? Because he always wears a puffy shirt?
I don't know if he always does that, but... I just see people call him Puffy and it's just funny.
Fair enough.
But yeah, Puff Daddy's going to come and find you. And then Madonna's going to come and find you. And she's going to put a piece of red string around your wrist and take you to a place called the Kabbalah Center and teach you Jewish mysticism.
Wow. You've really got it down. Like, how... this is just from research. You've not even seen this live. This is just research.
I've seen people talk about such things, and I've seen people enter the entertainment industry and then start associating with Madonna and then start wearing a red string around their wrist. And then I've looked into what that red string means and found that Madonna, at least in the early 2000s, was associated with a esoteric branch of Jewish mysticism called Kabbalah, which has something to do with something called the Tree of Life.
Wow, that's you've been deep, bro. Like,
it's interesting. I don't know. There must be new
people. You're nearly at the fucking core of the earth. That's how deep you are.
I feel like there must be new people though. Like, that's like the old guard. Even Drake had to go through Madonna.
True.
Your boy.
Maybe.
She sat him on a chair and sucked his face.
The whole plastic surgery, just, I don't know that.
Maybe she didn't have any plastic surgery and the Jewish mysticism.
She looks scary now.
I think the Jewish mysticism just worked and she's managed to transform herself.
Oh, so you think it's...
Magic.
It's magic. It's not plastic surgery.
I'm just saying that she doesn't look like anyone that I know, and it could be plastic surgery, but I'm skeptical. I hear a lot about plastic surgery, and I think it's just a code word for
Magic.
Yeah.
We're turning this fucking episode into fucking mystical mysteries of
mystical mysteries
of Olin's head.
No, this is all real. Who else is going to come for you?
You just letting them all know who the Peters are. That's all you're saying.
I didn't say anything about.
All right, you're saying young, up and coming. Okay, young up and coming. Like, regardless. Like, I know you're not saying it, but that's implying it.
You're okay? Saying I'm implying it.
Just a little bit. But just keep throwing names. Let's see who else we got.
I don't know.
Who else we got in your head? Go on. Hit me.
I'm trying to think what other gatekeepers there are, or at least were. You know the guy, do you know who Dan Schneider is?
No.
He invented, in a workshop, he crafted Drake and Josh.
In a world.
In a world, with 12 Jen Michael Vincents. No, Dan Schneider created
Drake and Josh,
The Amanda Show, iCarly, Victorious, which is where Ariana Grande comes from. Yeah. I was too old for that. I just left by the time that came around.
I mean, yeah, that same. Like, I just wasn't into watching those sort of shows.
But I did. I fuck with Drake and Josh and iCarly for sure. And I guess if I just casually think of my experience with those shows, I do remember like a lot of feet in those shows. It's just an observation.
Right. I hope so. I wouldn't want a show to not feature people that have feet.
It's the way that the feet are highlighted and the situations. And then there's just, like, lots of weird shots. Like, too many scenes that involve phallic objects, like hot dogs. And there's, like, wet T-shirt scenes and just like in and amongst these like fun kids shows. It's crazy because he's not like gone to jail or anything, but it's well known, like everyone knows, even to the point where like fucking, you know, Joji.
What?
Joji. Do you know who Filthy Frank is?
Joji, Filthy Frank. No.
Oh my god. Do you know what the Harlem Shake is?
Yeah.
Taking it back, like 10 years ago.
The Harlem Shake.
You remember the video and there was a guy in a pink suit. Pink moth suit. Full head to body. You remember him?
Yeah.
Okay. So that video is why the Harlem Shake went, that was the first one to go viral. The guy in the pink suit is a guy called, fuck, I wish I could remember his actual name. But at that time, and 10 years ago, he went by several names. One of them was Filthy Frank. Another one was Pink Guy. Pink Guy. That's okay. Pink Guy in that video. And I just need to find his name before I continue with this, because I can only remember that.
Does his name have any implications to the story?
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Why?
Well, that's going to be the journey of what I have to say.
Knowing his name.
George what? Miller. That's his fucking name. His actual name is George Miller.
George Miller.
But he'd perform as these characters, and one of them was a guy called Filthy Frank that was just awful. It could only exist like 10 years ago on YouTube.
Yeah,
with some of the things that were being said and some of the things that were being done, and
yeah.
So, then with fucking Pink Guy, he'd make trap music, crazy trap music. Fucking check this, Martin. This is his fucking biggest song, and
I think
it's pretty good. I think it's a catchy track.
And this came out.
So this came out
7 years ago. 2016.
Well, so 8 years ago.
Shut the fuck up. You're a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick.
Not very trap like, is it?
Oh, fucking.
Shut the fuck up.
You're gonna fucking regret saying that.
Stop being a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. Nobody even wants you here.
I say.
I just wanna let you know, you're a stupid fucking cunt. Go ahead and run your mouth, pussy, I don't give a fuck. You're a stupid piece of shit, you're a stupid fucking bitch. Get the fuck up off my dick, get the fuck up off my dick. Like, please end your fucking life, please end your fucking life. I really gotta emphasize, no one cares if you're alive. You're a fucking penis hole, grab a dick and eat it whole. I need to know if you were dropped when you were just a fetus though. You're so fucking ugly and your face is fucking foul. Jeez, you're so fucking loud. Can you shut your fucking mouth? Can you shut the fuck up? You're a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up. Stop being a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. Nobody even wants you here. Yeah. Close your fucking mouth, you're just really fucking dense. You hate me while you talking, you don't make no fucking sense. Got a sad life, sad life. Go to fucking hell. Are you stupid or disabled, man? I can't fucking tell.
What?
You're a fucking dumb shit. You don't even run shit. Get the fuck up out my face and go to hell and eat a dick. Come and catch these hands, boy. Come and match these bands, boy. I'm not crazy, I just do it all because I can, boy. I hope you fucking die in a high speed car crash. I hope you fucking fall head first and get your neck cracked. I hope you have some beautiful children that die from cancer. I hope you catch Zika when your wife gets pregnant. I hope you win the lottery and die the next day, and your daughter has to see you getting lowered in your grave. Like, that was a little dark. I'm sorry. That was a little dark.
Very poor taste.
Shut the fuck up.
I shouldn't have said that.
True that.
You're a fucking cunt.
Actually, no, I should have.
Shut the fuck up.
I didn't say enough.
You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up. Stop being a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. Nobody even wants you here.
So yeah,
that just reminds me of fucking Krispy Kreme.
What?
2012. Have you not seen that?
No, but wait.
Okay, before we carry
keep
on.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah, I will.
So he'd do that, and he'd drop like a full mixtape, and the mixtape that song's on, I believe, has a song called Dan Schneider.
Right.
And he's like talking about all the shit that I just told you. And he's like talking about Dan Schneider's girls, the girls that are in these shows, and how he is being a pedo or whatever. So it's well known. Yeah, that's another one. Dan Schneider's definitely another gatekeeper. That guy, George Miller, basically played those characters for like several years, and then he made a video where he was like, look, I need to stop making these videos as these characters because it's taken over my life. And I'm having, like, I think part of Pink Guy's thing was to, like, pretend to have seizures in public places.
And he was actually having
so
seizures.
He started having seizures. And he made this video where he was like, hey, it's George, not Frank. or fucking Pink Eye or anyone. Yeah. And everyone was so angry because they were like, you're killing Frank.
Yeah, but he's doing it for a health reason.
So now he performs and he makes kind of like pop.
Good for him.
Trap music under Joji, and he doesn't acknowledge. Well, he does. He kind of like, people obviously wear Pink Guy suits to his shows and shit, and he'll like acknowledge them, but he's not played any of that music like in years. And he's like completely moved on, kind of like how Tyler has from like Odd Future,
yeah,
and stuff like that. Then you've just said Krispy Kreme, which is a video which we'll watch now, but that's just reminding me that we start on the way here. Me and Martin walked here, we met up at a convenient point halfway for both of us, which happened to be a hub of food.
That's correct.
And
correct!
The studio that we currently sit in is a little far away from food. So it made sense at the time to procure food at that moment. Although, shout out Perry and Raj, there is now a vending machine in this studio.
That's true. Yeah, that's sick. Yeah.
Which is...
fucking shout out to that. Let's fucking...
That's a funny addition.
Let's get this shit going.
I just got me a Ribena. But we got some donuts.
That's what we're talking about, Krispy.
We got Krispy Kreme donuts. Yeah.
But...
and it all went fucking wrong at the till.
Honestly, I couldn't stop laughing. And that... till... I don't know. The assistant fucking person.
Yeah, what about her?
She was beautiful.
She was a beautiful lady, for sure.
Yeah, beautiful woman.
She was really tolerant of our bullshit.
Yeah, I just kept laughing because you just...
you couldn't like, find where the fucking donuts were, like, or how to pay for them.
But you kept saying, what if we just fucking steal them?
No,
don't we just steal them? And I was just there
that's
like,
not what I was saying. I was not saying let's steal them. I was saying what's stopping us? Like,
oh, right. Yeah, okay. Still.
I was saying they must lose so much money in donuts.
Well, I was having a fucking moment.
There was no donut guard. There was no watchman watching for you and your donuts. Like, we could have... well, not that we ever or should or would do that. I'm really trying to cover my back on these donuts. I don't steal donuts. but I could. Tesco.
I mean, you could... you say that about donuts. You could say that about anything.
You know, no, you couldn't.
Yeah. What do you mean? You could try to steal his car.
You wouldn't try pirate.
But you wouldn't.
You wouldn't download a car.
You can't download a car. What the fuck are you on about?
Did you never see that video that played when you popped a DVD in around 2004? And this music had started. It's like fucking... and it's like a kid at a computer, like he's like typing, and then a bar comes up downloading, and then there's like gritty text that's like, you wouldn't download a car, and it's making the parallel saying that downloading movies illegally is the same as stealing a car.
oh shit.
But it was just a very early 2000, you know. We after the podcast, the last one we did, we were talking about Seven.
Yeah.
And how all of David Fincher's films have that gritty look. That whole advert looks like a budget David Fincher directed the whole thing.
Yeah, no, I've never seen that.
Oh, well.
But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you wouldn't, regardless, anyway, you could say that about anything, to steal anything. But it's just you wouldn't, because it's just not optional.
So picture it. It's 2004. I'm in my grandma's spare bedroom with a portable DVD player about half the size of this laptop. I put my DVD in and I get this. Oh, wait, this is a parody. That's a man actually downloading a car.
I got memes.
You got memed, bro.
I mean, this is a banger. You wouldn't steal a car. Like, look at this. This could be Seven. This could be Fight Club. You wouldn't steal a television.
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't steal. I might. That is right. I wouldn't steal a car, and I wouldn't steal a television.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Much, that's way too much.
I know, but like, that's what you're saying about the donuts, you cunt.
Piracy is a crime, Martin.
Anyway, we're talking about the donuts, right? And I wasn't talking about donuts. I was talking about a video that came out in 2012.
I remember, I got that notion when you mentioned it.
Just type in Krispy Kreme 2012.
First thing that comes up, so.
That, yeah, the first one.
I have seen.
That, this is what.
Just
that
not
was
in a
government.
Long time. What? I've not seen this in a long time.
2012.
This is what that other video reminds me of.
Back up in this. Y'all already know. Cause I am the baddest of them all. If you ain't about money, then I don't mess with y'all. Y'all think I don't get girls, cause I ain't very tall. If she see my stacks, I'll bet you that she calls. You know that I am the baddest of them all. If you ain't about money, then I don't mess with y'all. Y'all think...
I like his accent.
Then I don't fuck with y'all.
With y'all.
I don't get girls, cause I ain't burnt tall. And she's in my stats. I bet you that she goes. I had to fight my whole life. To beat you up, even if you had 1,000 knives. Even if you had infinity knives. I would punch you up into the air like a kite. I bet you sleep with the night light. Cause you're scared of the dark. Cause you stink like a fart. Well, I like your fart, I'm fair with my rounds.
Wait.
I do it all the time. I bet I got more money than Jay-Z. Compared to me, Jay-Z is lazy. Cause I'm not so thanks to
cheap.
It's okay, but I'm so thank you.
Okay. I'm made out. That was hard.
Oh, Jesus.
I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I was fascinated by how sweaty his upper lip was.
That's what you've been looking at. You're like, what the fuck?
And then that line threw me.
There's some bad.
I need to hear it again. I'm trying to think.
Even if you had 1,000 knives, even if you had infinity knives, I would punch you up into the air like a kite. I bet you sleep with the night light, cause you're scared of the dark, cause you stink like a fart. Well, I like your fart, I'm fair with my round. You think I won't? I do it all the time. I bet I got more money than Jay-Z. Compared to
he's got so many more.
I don't know why that flows so well.
that shit.
Does the other guy start flowing?
Huh?
Does the other guy in the glasses, this guy on the left, does he start rapping?
I think he does, maybe at the end.
The thing is, these two really look like they could shoot up a school. The way he's saying this gangster shit without, like, any sort of passion or fire in his eyes. Like, he's saying it like he's kind of like, come on, let's get this over and done with.
Yeah,
that. I do this on a daily. Why
I
do I have to tell you? Why,
yeah.
do I have to, why do I have to let you know? There is something kind of scary about it. But I think all of this is great sort of... inspiration for you to take, you know, in building in building, you know, the kind of thing
that
you're trying
image.
To yeah the kind of thing that you're trying to put out.
I'm gonna have to definitely I want to see
study.
All of this.
You're gonna have to study these greats.
These greats.
This is like when the Beatles look.
This is too good,
the
bro.
Beatles,
it's so funny.
The Beatles look back to like Elvis. You know, they were like, who do I get inspired by? You know, and to you, it's these guys. These are like in, you know,
in the future, I'll finally meet them. Like,
your Mount,
I made so much money from thinking like you did.
Your Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, basically.
It's like OT Genesis. I Heart Memphis. Bobby Schmurder.
Sexy Red.
Sexy
idea.
Red. 6ix9ine.
I just need, you know, a pencil.
You're going to write your bars on paper. Pen and paper. Everywhere
and
you go.
And a dream, bro. That's all I need. Pen, paper, and a dream.
That's actually so funny. What, for those of you who don't know, the kids used to call Martin Bam.
They did.
And what does that mean?
Why don't you tell them? Huh? Wouldn't I fucking introduce me like that? Fucking go ahead.
It stands, the kids used to call him Bam, and Bam stands for Big Ass Martin.
That's right.
And why is that?
I'm pretty sure you've already explained why.
It's because he's got a big ass.
You just need to say it. You want me to say it, so you can be like, okay. Yeah.
No, I was waiting for some call and response, you know, it's like a... We've got to get used to this. We're going to be doing this a lot. We're going to be telling people this story a lot.
I just let them fucking find out on their own. You know what I mean? The mystery of it.
I mean, they're going to
know. Why are they calling Bam?
They're going to know eventually.
Yeah, no, exactly. So why fucking tell them now?
It's like
one of my songs is going to have one of the.
I'm seeding.
Going to have that. Do you know what I mean?
Well, if. I think I make more money than Jay-Z.
I think Jay-Z is lazy.
That's not what he says. It's actually like a complicated bar, and that's why I have to keep hearing it. I bet you sleep with the night
light, cause you scared in the dark, cause you stink like a fart. Well, I like your fucking fur with my. You gotta listen to the whole thing. You can't just go halfway and leave it.
It's difficult. I bet I got more
money than Jay-Z. Compared to me, Jay-Z is lazy.
Compared to me.
Plus Beyonce to me. Thinks that I'm cute. It's okay, Beyonce, I think you're cute too. I made out with so many girls. Made out with every girl in the world. I might look new and I'm not. I don't care if you're big, I'll fight you. Well, I do know that I am the baddest of them all. If I lend my money, then I don't fuck with you.
It's really picking up.
It is. You know that I am the baddest of them all. If it ain't about money, then I mess with y'all. Y'all think I don't get girls, cause I ain't very tall. If she see my stats, I bet you that she calls. I have 400 cars.
I mean, his ratio is not good.
I have 400 cars.
His ratio in terms of like good bars and bad bars is way off. Like,
it's off.
But that's why the good ones catch me off guard. Compared to me, Jay-Z is lazy. I still can't get over that. And I still can't get over how sweaty his upper lip is. It's crazy. It's like shining.
And you only got fucking halfway through it.
I can't make it. I can't do the whole thing.
What do you mean? That went for your fucking bullshit. Hit me.
Okay. Jesus. 100 scars and 400 guitars. I have 400 houses. I have 400 mouses and 400 houses. Bet you I can dance better than you. I bet you don't know. 2 + 2. It's 4. Now go and shut the door. Cause nobody wants to see your face no more. I'm tough as nails. You're slower than a snail. I beat up every single person in jail. I dare you to try and punch me. My face is so hard you'll say, ouch, you punched me. I fought 2 lions in 1. I don't even carry a gun. But I never run. But I never run. But I never run. But I never run. You know that I am the baddest of them all. If you ain't about money, then I don't mess with y'all. Y'all think I don't get girls?
That's fucking guilty too, man.
The baddest of them all. If you ain't about money, then I don't mess with y'all. Y'all think I don't get girls? Cause I ain't very tall. If she see my sack, I bet you that she calls. Krispy Kreme. I told you back up in this.
I think that noise just there might be the best part of the whole thing.
What?
I already told you back. Do that, she called.
That one. Yeah, by the end of that, it made me sad.
Why?
Because he's not saying it like, oh. There's something behind his eyes. He's not saying it with conviction. I don't believe him. He looks very unsure about the whole thing. To be honest, I'm more worried.
Obviously.
I'm more worried about the dude next to him. He seems way committed to having that shotgun behind his neck like that with his arms draped over it.
Oh, God. That's too good. That gets me every time. Every time.
All 3 minutes and 26 seconds of it.
Yep. Every single one. Back in those days, it was simpler. You could do bullshit like this and then become... How many views does this fucking video have?
3.7 million.
It's fucking bullshit.
11 years ago, so yeah, 2013.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still do it. I was thinking about this the other day, though, how, like, what's outrageous tomorrow is not outrageous anymore. The amount of time it takes for something that we consider outrageous or shocking to become not shocking or outrageous anymore is getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. You ever watched...
People are more open-minded a lot of the time now.
You aware of the Hindenburg, that big airship that crashed in like the early 1900s? You must have seen it. Like, it's like a very famous photo of like a huge air. You must know what a Zeppelin is.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them crashed and set on fire. You must be aware of this disaster. It's one of like most famous disasters.
Possibly. I may have seen it like, it was, may have been mentioned in like.
It's been referenced in like Family Guy. Even like, you must, if I say to the Hinden Peter, and then Peter gets into a huge airship with his face on it.
Not in Family Guy, I've seen it in other shows though.
Yeah, when that happened, there's actually like audio of someone, like a news reporter watching it happen. Because it happened really slowly. Those things were like really slow.
Yeah.
And it only happened like as it was lowering. So everyone thought everything was cool, and there was like loads of people watching, and then it was filled with a gas that was very flammable, so it was like a bad idea anyway. But it got very close, and that's why like most of the people on it survived, because they could actively like jump out of the cabin and like run away. But there was a guy, a radio reporter, reporting it as it went down, and he's like, "Oh, the horror! The humanity!" Like, he's, like, so, like... No, but I think he was genuinely, like...
Horrified.
Yeah. He got fired for...
What?
Yeah, he got fired for expressing that level of emotion on a news broadcast. Which shows how unemotional, like, or, like, not press unemotional, is. But, like, oppressed, emotionally repressed they were back then. Yeah. But...
Damn! That's crazy.
Yeah. The times that obviously now we're post 9/11 and some of the things that me and you have grown up with on the internet and what we've seen, you know, like back in the LimeWire old internet days.
Yeah.
It is interesting now, like what is shocking. And what is, or at least provocative, what's eye-catching, what, like...
Yeah, that's why, like you said, yeah, it's getting harder and harder to find that.
Sexy it's Red like, did it with the pregnant twerking. That was...
See, yeah, but I never...
I'm like, over it now.
Like, I never even... I've, like, never even looked into... Like, the first time I've ever seen anything sexy red leg related is when you showed me. Like, I've never...
Yeah, but you can't deny that it's provocative. Like, it's like, whoa. Like, that was new.
Like, it's not something that I like...
I'm not saying let's, like, fucking invest in it and,
no,
like...
No, I'm not saying... I know you're not saying that. I'm just, like, in my head, I'm like, yeah, it's not something I think about on a daily basis. I saw it, I was like, oh, shit. And then it was gone.
I see stuff sometimes...
You know what I mean?
And, like, I don't know. I'm just intrigued. Like...
Yeah. No, and I can understand that. That's fine. Everyone to each their own. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you wanted to look into it, that's certainly fine. It's just in my head, I'm always like, when it comes to new stuff like that, it pops maybe at me with the people around me, but I never like actively go into it because I'm like, I don't know. Seeing sexy red is like, yeah, okay, cool. But I've seen it before.
You can agree that the notion of a fired up, empowered black woman with brightly coloured hair and a fat ass and a pregnant belly rapping over hard Tay Keith beats is... I ain't fucking really seen that. I'm not...
No. I'm not saying it's not... Oh, I'm not saying it's not new.
That's what I mean. It's like...
It's definitely new. 100% new.
And I'm
just not what I look into.
Yeah, I'm not...
100%, yeah.
But I'm interested in that, like... That bar there, it moves all the time. Yeah. Like, I remember when I found 6ix9ine, like, shocking. And now it's, like, old hat.
Yeah.
And...
It's just getting crazier and crazier with what new can, like... What new fucking person can help you be like, oh, shit, what is this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, get you in that feeling.
I kind of like that feeling, though.
Yeah, in that emotion, but it's, like, it's hard.
It's challenging.
It's very challenging. finding yourself liking something that's very peculiar can get you in a certain mind state.
I've definitely learned to go towards... I remember like being like 13, 14, and I'd burn CDs back in the day.
Back in the day, bro. So, being in the car, Sony, burn CDs.
Sony Walkman. You know, I'd go to school, I'd sit on the school bus with this Sony Walkman, and it had the little see-through bit missing, so you could touch the disc spinning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'd used it that much.
Oh, wow.
But I burned CDs, and I guess outwardly, like in the bands that I was in and kind of the people I hung around with, I would listen to like Green Day and Blink-182 and stuff like that. So the CDs would have that on. But then there'd be like these other tracks that I put on there and like I wouldn't tell anyone about. And it'd be like, it'd be a mix of things. It'd be like Bass Hunter, you know, All I Ever Wanted. It'd be like Dizzy Rascal, Come and Dance with Me.
Mm-hmm.
There was a rapper, a British rapper, I don't know if you'll remember her, called Lady Sovereign.
Maybe.
She had a song, and the hook was, love me or hate me, it's still an obsession. Love me or hate me, that is the question. If you love me, then thank you. If you hate me, then fuck you.
I feel like I've heard that before.
I'm not going to lie. It's like a real cheesy song, but it's... I remember it to this day. We'll play that song.
She's not made music in like 15 years.
You know how to spell it, yeah?
I'm just having a breakdown. She calls herself the biggest midget in the game.
Yeah. What? She a midget? Wow. She like...
4'11". Make way for the S.O.V.
Yeah, I've heard this before, yeah.
2006. Banging times. Very mid-2000s song right there. Why was I talking about her?
I have no idea, bro.
No, you do. What we were talking about before that. I got too into the song.
We were talking...
Sexy Red.
Yeah. Right? That's what we were talking about before this. This is what I'm saying.
Then we were talking about like the bar of what's shocking. Oh yeah, CDs. The CDs I make CDs. When I was a kid.
That's right, yeah.
That'll be on there.
And you just throw them out there for...
So I'd be like 13, like 14, like talking to my friends about like Blink and Good Charlotte. Yeah. But I'd also be like listening to this stuff. And it made me feel like embarrassed. But I knew there was something in there that I liked. And I've learned over the years to just like, that means you like it. And it's actually the stuff that makes you feel like that sometimes that you like the most. Kanye would be one of those artists that like, I knew that I really liked Graduation. I listened to it around my friend Harry Cooper's, my neighbors. And all you like the album songs, Champion, Good Morning, all the soul chops. Like, that was, like, running through. But I knew that it wasn't my culture or, like, what I grew up in. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of scared. It was, like, just different. So it took me ages to really, like... I knew there was a couple of songs on Graduation that were, like, really stuck with me. But then I was in the rock world and he did 808s and it was all auto-tune. And I was like, this is awful. I was so against it. I remember hearing Run This Town, and he has that line that's like, she's got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string, but up top, two bee stings. And I was like, oh.
Wow, that was sick.
Yeah, but I was like into like rock at the
back
time.
Back in there.
Yeah, when it came out in 2009, I was like really like into like Slipknot and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I just remember thinking like, oh, how can he say such like just...
Why do you think
anything
that was?
About hip hop.
Why do you think that was though?
Because
a lot of
Christian
people.
Christian guilt, Catholic guilt.
A lot of people back in those days, it was like, oh, even now, it's like, oh, rock doesn't compare to, like, rap doesn't compare to rock and stuff like that. And I'm like, no, music itself is. Depending on the person who's listening to it. It's not like, if a person doesn't like a song, that's fine. They don't need to like every single song. But that doesn't mean that a person that does like the song has to hate on somebody that doesn't like it. It's always the case. It's like, oh, we don't like rap because rap is like this. Or it always comes up with like a certain... genre of music. Rap is like the biggest, and then there's like pop, maybe.
What I'd say is I remember discovering like, well, I don't know, like I was 6 or 7 and my parents got Sky TV. Mm-hmm. Which meant that I now had access to like 15, 20 music channels. And there were a couple that I really liked, Kerrang. And they'd play, like, rock music. But then that was where I first got to see all the genres of music mm-hmm. happening. And I remember witnessing, like, my early memories, like, 50 Cent, just of hip-hop. I definitely remember seeing the new Workout Plan music video. I definitely remember seeing Gold Digger, Yeah, by Usher. That was played so much.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember being sat in my white middle class household in Croft as a little boy and being like, that's so foreign. Like, I have no business even looking at that. Like, I just knew that that was like not
okay.
Well, no, just not where I'm from. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, what was going on in those music videos? I remember seeing the video for fucking, I think it's Gasolina. Or it might be a Sean Paul song. And there were so many naked girls, like, or just like scantily clad women.
Yeah.
And Sean Paul or Daddy Yankee, just like. Next and I was like eight, like.
What's going on here?
Well, yeah, I just didn't know. And then 50 Cent used to scare me. Cleaning Out My Closet by Eminem, I couldn't fathom such pain. Against his mother. Yeah, it's his mum. His own mum.
You couldn't think of that. No, we both couldn't. It's impossible.
It really scared me.
But it's all about experience, isn't it?
It's all relative to each person's thing. But then that's why I guess it hit so much. Like, I just always liked Eminem. But that's because he's funny. Like, Without Me and, like, Real Slim Shady, like, those music videos, like, legendary. Like, see, if they came up on the music channels, then I'm definitely watching them. Even, like, I love Encore and Just Lose It. But I didn't really fuck with any other hip-hop all the way up until, well, someone gave me My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, but it was only Runway off that that really, like...
I do love Runaway.
Well, it's a...
It's a banger.
I mean, we're recording this right now in between two of Kanye West's listening parties. So one happened yesterday, and there's meant to be one happening in another three, four hours. So that's relevant to mention whilst talking about him, because if we were talking about him 10 years ago, I wouldn't have to worry about what one was saying. But right now,
you worried about what you're saying?
No, I'm not worried, because I know that I'm not a hateful individual, so I have no problem talking about my experiences with the man's music. But Runaway specifically is like a controversial song because of, well, we've spoke about this before, but like how it's now considered to be like, the topic of that song is considered to be like toxic, in that he's basically saying like, yeah, I'm fucked up and I've got problems and I'm gonna like hurt you, so run away, like please leave me.
But like we have said already, it's like, at least it's warning you, like it's if it was like more of like a, you go into a relationship, it's like, yeah, I want you to get in a relationship with me so I can hurt you. Like, if he was saying that, then you'll be like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Cool, maybe not. Come the fuck down. But he's not saying that. He's more like, I'm a piece of shit. Just don't.
For sure.
Don't fucking talk to me.
He's definitely, yeah, being well honest. I guess people don't like to imagine middle class white me sat at age 15, curled up in a ball, listening to the 9-minute outro of Runaway, like, this is so deep right now.
Smoking a joint, like, oh my God, what am I doing?
Well, yeah, but it was even worse because, like, I'm not smoking a joint. I was like literally like 14.
And, no,
like,
no, no, no.
There was
no drama
in my life.
I get it.
You know,
like, obviously at that time, you.
But I did.
Smoking, yeah.
But I did, like, Runaway did hit at that age. Mm. And I still think that it's like a great song. People don't like it, but even then, I still wasn't like fully on the Kanye train.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's like 4 or 5 years of being aware of his presence and like dipping in, liking a little bit of what I hear, and then just kind of like, it wasn't until I literally got on the train fully when I met you. Because Yeezus leaked.
Oh, did it?
And I got to listen to it for the first time because we were at Papa John's. And I knew I was waiting for a delivery. My first delivery. I knew I was going to go and I was going to put it on. And I'll never, ever. That was the. Because I knew My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy had already come out. And so I'd missed the release of that. Mm-hmm. So Yeezus was the first one that I was like dialed in, done my research, sort of knew. I was like, okay. I mean, and he at the time was like, Tyler dropped Wolf. We were like in our Odd Future peak.
Yeah.
And Tyler and Kanye were like
sort of
hanging out and stuff. Yeah. So it was like, I was so locked in for Yeezus. And I went on that delivery and it was like a summer's day. And I remember the fucking beat switching on site. And I was being like, whoa.
On site?
Well, just after that noise at the beginning, I just remember
being like, that noise, fucking.
It was incredible. I love it. It's one of. Yeezus is my favorite Kanye album for sure. But,
it hits.
Then the beat switches, and I was like, you can't do that.
You can.
And then Black Skinhead happened, and the beat stopped completely. Total silence. And I was like, nothing. Like, nothing. I've never heard that in a song. Like, total silence. That was pretty mind blowing. So from that, and then literally, so it's been nearly 10 years. He did the Zane Lowe interview, and I noticed that he had some interesting things to say, and spoke at length, which I'm sure listeners of this show have become aware I like to do also, and that was pre Kanye. That. Is and I like to make that distinction that, like, I like the people I like because I see things of myself in them, not the other way around. People often think they're like, I went through like a big thing like this with the singer of Blink 182, Tom DeLonge. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, you try and take parts of him and put them into your personality, but it's like, no.
No,
I like him because I see parts of my personality in him.
Yeah,
and it's the reverse of the situation. But that's a tough one to
crack,
especially when you meet new people that don't know you.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's numerous people in my life that have known me for a period when I'm really into something, mm-hmm. And they just think I'm obsessed with that one thing. But it's like, no. I'm obsessed with everything. Like, I do this with everything. As you, like, you've seen me bounce from thing to thing, and like Evangelion, Twin Peaks, Kanye, like, I'll.
But you'll stick to it for like a while, and you'll look at every single bit of research into it. Definitely a good. You could write some notes. You should write some notes.
Oh, I take notes. Don't you worry about it. Well, you know.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, yeah, take some notes. You could be like a famous writer, bro. Boom.
I mean, I'd rather just be able to like talk write. Like this and get in front of people.
Maybe we can make an AI program that, or maybe that's already out, where. Where it is? Yeah, it is.
I'd do it. So, like.
It's just a fucking microphone. Just take the words. But like, turn them into like text.
I do it more like, so like, if I ever get into like these circles, I know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'd like to like meet, ideally like meet my idols at some point, and I'd rather not be like, oh, I love you. I'd rather have like a very genuine like standpoint. And be able to speak to them as a human and not as like a fan.
In my head, it shouldn't matter to you. Like,
I've met idols, you know, I've met Tom DeLonge and had my moment where I was like, oh, and I regret not asking him more questions about UFOs, to be blunt.
Fair enough. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you can get in a situation where you actually speak to these people, and then it's not like, if it's to go to a show and then you meet him afterwards, he's gonna have to leave.
Well, that's what I mean. I'd rather,
if you're meeting him like, But like, even as a fan, you could meet him like out in the fucking in the town somewhere. You know what I mean?
I mean,
like,
it's more one
I'm
of them.
I'm not saying that you have to like. Like, if you did that, you don't want to be like, oh my God. Because that's just going to make him not want to speak to you even more.
Yeah, it's not even that being like that overzealous. It's just not being starstruck. Mm-hmm. And like, I'd like to be able, just hypothetically, if I did meet Kanye, I'd like to be able to show him that I've been like listening and I've been dialed in. And I believe that there's certain references and data points that I could talk about that would like show him that I've been listening.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. And same with, you know, any kind of person that I'm interested in what they're doing with their time as a human here on this planet. I'm interested.
You ever had daydreams?
Yeah.
I had one today about like me going to London. Because I just listened to that new song that Kanye put on. That is on Apple Music with his
North music. Talking, yeah.
Yeah. I had a like, I don't know why, it just came into my thoughts as I was listening to it. It's like I've gone to London into just some random shop and she's there. And then she like comes over to me and says hello.
As she would.
And she wouldn't. That's the thing. It was like something happened. Something, I think I was just thinking, and it was like something happened where she had to like speak to me and say hello, whatever. And then Kanye just walks through the door. That's just one of those things that you like. You think, I didn't mean to think. It just came to me as like, it feels like a dream. Do you know what I mean?
You've told me before that you've had dreams of meeting Kanye. I think, to be perfectly honest with you, our best shot of doing that is directly in front of us right now. Is this platform right here. Like,
I thought you were talking about the Ice of Tech.
The what?
Nothing, mate.
I didn't even get that. What are you on about? You can't.
Isotech.
Yeah. That box. You thought I was talking about that box?
Yeah. That's what we needed to meet Kanye.
Oh, it's right in front of us. Okay. No. You know, he's like an active. He's tech savvy. Mm-hmm. He's on. There's numerous subreddits that are paying attention to what he's doing, and he does go on them, and as far as I'm aware, he is listening to people, and I imagine at this stage in his career he's grateful for anyone that will align with him at this point.
You say that.
Well, we'll see what happens tonight.
Exactly.
We'll
see what happens tonight.
Yeah, it's one of them. I mean,
what they're going to take from this, again, is going to be like,
yeah, I'm having a crisis. You're seeing someone like...
I'm not saying you're having a crisis.
No, I am, but you're seeing someone in real time who has been a fan of someone and like put a lot of time studying their creative...
Don't expect shit, bro.
...creative process, and you're seeing me genuinely sort of... question his like.
Oh my god!
Question his process. It's interesting.
I mean,
it's all sport. I'm just commentating. I don't have any personal. You know what I mean? Like, this is what.
Yeah.
The same way that like Brogan or some like watches football. This is my football.
Fair enough. I mean, there's not much else you can really fucking say about that. It's true. I hear you talking about it all the fucking time.
And from a music production.
If somebody fucking says something bad about him, you're like, no.
There's numerous bad things to talk about, but people are just normally misinformed. I have no problems talking about, like, his poor communication skills or
bad business decisions.
That's an opinion.
That's an opinion.
Yeah, well, one man's good business decision is another man's bad business decision, depending on what your long-term business goals are.
Okay.
No, there's...
He's vagrant.
There's a myriad of... Just as any human, like, there's no... No one should be pedestaled, and that is something... I guess I've learned from going... you know, obsessing over artists. There's no fruit to be found in, like, worshipping them as a god. Because you want to... There's a good Lil Nas X song where there's a lyric and he says, why worship legends when you know that you could join them? Like, you're never going to be able to get to the level of someone if you think that they're god.
True.
So, I like to mine things of information. This is a quite deep mine, is what I found. I've been in this mine for a while now. There's
so many fucking levels to this mine.
I keep finding diamond.
So you're like, I can't leave this fucking cave. Yeah, I need fucking to stay in. This is deep. This goes in deep. There's times where you go into other mines and you're like, let me see if I can find some fucking diamonds in here. And then you don't, so you go back to the Kanye.
His mind seems to have a lot of what the other minds have as well, but in like, and he has other shit in his mind.
That's it. It's like, you have workers that like doing the other ones and you're like, it's not as good. So you don't, it's like, in your head, you have certain, you have like what I think you have in your head is like a skyscraper. And there's like levels, right? And it's like 150 levels. And it's like first 20 levels. Let's say first 30 levels are just mindless dumb shit. That's just like fucking not many people work in that bit. That's just the first bit. Then you get the other 30, and that's like everything to do with your... with your music, everything to do with fucking your creative process for like your work, everything, and that's the real creative. That's where everything else comes from. Then you got your other 30, which is like your ability to. Like, it's your storage, it's where you keep all your memories of everything that you want to look into next. What's next after this? What's next day? What is still like halfway through? Then you got 60 floors of just Kanye. Just straight up all the way to the top. And the fucking top floor is the first floor. Even though you're at the ground floor and there's all that bullshit, you go from the top down and it's Kanye first.
I mean, I am pretty staggered at like just the amount the man has done. Like just whilst he's been doing stuff. Like he's been recording stuff, well, since he was a kid, but like we have access to stuff he's been recording since about 93, 94. And up until, he's been very busy.
Yeah.
He's definitely like made use of his, I'm interested in people. Like, we don't know what we're doing here.
No.
Like, we're stuffed into these meat suits. And there's systems that have been built, you know, money, 9 to 5 and all of that. But really, it's a bit weird what's going on here. No one's really given us any sort of guidance, and it's just odd. And so I'm interested in people that really take the bull by the horns. And this might be a one-time deal. Like, no one knows.
True.
Well, I believe someone knows, but that's a whole other thing. I don't know right now, and most of the people that I know, all of the people, no one seems to know what the fuck we're doing here. And so people that take the bull by the horns and stride on and do something, that doesn't hurt people physically,
but mentally is fine.
Not fine, but different. But different.
There's a very fine line when it comes to mental instability, right?
Well, there's TV shows that upset people.
And those TV shows are no longer on screen.
Not entirely true. There are some TV shows that remain, and there are... That's what...
If it's... The TV show may still be there, but the episode that would have accepted... upset the most people would have been taken off. That's for sure.
I mean, I can think of examples where that's not the case.
Go on, give me one.
I'm just trying to think of, like, the most controversial television. All I can think of right now is Pedo-geddon.
What?
Which was, I mean, that was banned, I suppose. But all the best things are banned.
Right, right. Because that's what ban means, right? They're the best.
Not always. But a lot of really good things I tend to find, and then I go to, like, Wikipedia.
You gotta stop, bro. You're putting Pedo-geddon, and you're going, it's not so bad. I'm like...
Oh, wait, hang on. I should clarify what that is.
What? Yes.
You've seen it.
Yes.
You've seen it numerous times, and anyone that knows what it is knows that the severity is not what you're making it out to be. Pedo-geddon...
It's because you haven't explained it. I'm like, we're going to get fucking cancelled with your ass.
Pedo-geddon was a television special that ran in 2003, 2004, 2005, something like that, and... It was a special of a TV show called Brass Eye. And Brass Eye was written by the same team of people that invented Alan Partridge, if you know what that is.
If I know what that is, I thought, don't you mean to say, if you know who that is?
Well, he's a character. Steve Coogan is the man who plays Alan Partridge.
Yeah.
Steve Coogan was part of this team. Simon Pegg, part of this team. Simon Pegg is in Pedo-geddon.
Yep.
And Brass Eye was making fun of... Are you aware of Late Night with Trevor McDonald?
No.
Are you aware of these shows that are on, like, Channel 4 at, like, 8 p.m. and there'll be, like, a special, like a one-hour special, it'll be, like, Channel 4 Dispatches. And it will be like a special about, like, the crack epidemic in Bolton.
No, I've never seen any of them.
Okay, British TV, there's this thing.
When it comes to TV, I don't watch.
Yes, you probably have missed it. So, coming up through the 90s and early 2000s, when terrestrial television, before the internet and before, like, Sky and Freeview, there would be these shows. And I guess I've seen quite a few of them because, God, this is going back. So Coronation Street would happen, right? You know what that is?
Yeah.
A soap. And there were two, there'd be, there's this thing in Britain called The Watershed, which is 9 o'clock. Any TV show that gets shown after 9 o'clock, you can swear in.
Mm-hmm.
So Mum basically told me, you can stay up past The Watershed, but you've got to sit and watch Trevor McDonald until the next episode of Coronation Street comes on. And you can watch Trevor McDonald and the Coronation Street episode, but you've got to sit quietly and watch it. So I'd have to watch these things. And I guess they're investigative journalists that make an hour special on a crisis that's happening in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be like some sort of like, I think I watched one once about two girls that got in a road accident near a motorway.
Okay.
And the whole thing will just be going into how these girls got hit. They're horrible.
What, like, the fuck? Okay, yeah.
Like, they're awful. And it'll be like down and out young heroin users in Stoke.
Okay.
And Trevor McDonald's there with his microphone like, here I am in Stoke. the use of heroin on the streets is going up exponentially year by year, and it will just be like data
thrown at you.
Yeah. And Brass Eye took this concept and just made it ludicrous. So each episode, again, it's done very, like, true to how these shows were. Like, okay. The intros, it's a lot of, like, early 2000 computer graphics and, like, shots of people moving paper, jostling paper, and, like, data coming onto computer screens and people at desks maneuvering things. And then, like, the music will be like, chun, 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 tonight with Trevor McDonald. But Brass Eye, really, like, the intro in Brass Eye just keeps going. It's like, chun, 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 like, big pauses. Just keeps on going. And then the guy who's hosting it will just open the show with something like absolutely ludicrous.
Tonight.
No, he'll literally be like, "Pedophiles in space." But next, on to Susan, and then it will just like. There's one about drugs, and the whole thing is about this made-up drug called cake, and it's a pill. It's like huge. It's like the size of like a record. Huge pill. And I guess the funny thing about Brass Eye is they got actual celebrities and politicians to come on, and they would, I don't know that, I guess
they would smoke.
No, I didn't mean to do that.
Right, okay.
I was saying they would, like, you wouldn't know if the celebrity was in on the joke
or not.
So like in the cake episode, there's all these celebrities that are like, cake is a made up drug. Cake is it's a fucking disgrace what cake is doing to the kids. And you're like, does this person know that cake is a made-up drug? Or do they think that they're
actually... What do you mean? Like, do they think that it's actually an interview? No,
you know
or
how,
fucking...
like, ecstasy, like, comes onto the streets and it'll have, like...
They're on cake right now.
Yeah, but, like, drugs have weird names. You know, like, MCAT was called, like, Meow Meow and shit like that.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
that is the only way I'm referring to it from now on. Meow meow. What the fuck is that?
That's and then like MDMA is called Mandy, you know. Drugs have funny names. So yeah. I can imagine a drug being called cake.
Okay.
But yeah, so then they did a series and it was all episodes like that, and then they did a special.
They did a special.
And the special was called Pedogeddon. And I think it might
bad
be
name.
No, it's not. It might be the best half an hour of British television. Period. Straight up.
But it was banned.
Flat 12, Pedogeddon was running every day. Every single day. It I'm not banned. Even joking. And the whole episode is about getting rid of the pedos. The pedophile problem in Britain. How can we even expect to spell the word British Isles without spelling the word paedophile? That's how the episode starts. It's him next to a map of Britain, and he says that. He's like, how can we even attempt to stop the paedophiles in the British Isles without spelling the word paedophile? And then he shrinks to the size of a child and runs away. The episode... covers the trial of a paedophile called, I think, Jed North, who was sent to space in an effort to make him stop abusing children. But unfortunately, a child was accidentally sent up with him in the capsule. This is the last thing we wanted to happen.
How the fuck does it happen by accident?
And then they're like... Up next, we have a CCTV footage here of a paedophile disguised as a school. And then there's like an entire building moving down the street. And then they talk about how they're collecting all the children in the UK and taking them all to the nearest sports stadiums to keep them safe from the paedophiles. And they're strapping canisters to the children with 10 litres of pressurised sewerage that go off if the paedophiles get near them. And then they go into like a whole history of Jed North and this famous pedo. And midway through the episode, the pedos break into the studio. And one of the pedos is played by Simon Pegg. And the episode then returns. It like cuts. The pedos break in and like cut the feed. And then the feed comes back. And they're like, okay, we're back. We're back here, Brass Eye. And they've got Simon Pegg as a pedo in like a stock, you know, like a medieval wooden stock thing, hands and head. And he's like, so you're a paedophile, with the microphone. And he's like, so you're telling me you're attracted to children. Well, what about this? Come here, Johnny. And this child walks on. And he's like, this is my son, Johnny. You're telling me that you're attracted to him. You want to give him a bloody good rogering. And Simon Pegg's like, well, no. And he's like, what? No. Why not? And Simon Pegg's like, oh, I don't find him attractive. And he's like, well,
what the fuck?
Oh, okay then. And he'd be.
What the fuck? That is horrendous.
And then the whole episode ends with a choir of children singing a song, and I think it's called. I think the song is called Not Just Yet. Oh, yeah. And throughout the episode, there's celebrities in it. Gary Lineker is one of the celebrities. And he, no joke, it's one of the first thing that happens in the episode. He's holding a picture and he's like, hello, I'm Gary Lineker. You wouldn't know it, but in this picture, there's a paedophile.
Is it of him and a jar?
No, it's a picture of like bushes, just random bushes. And he's like, the paedophile has hidden himself in the shrubbery. He's like deadpan in the camera talking about. There's another celebrity DJ, a radio DJ called Dr. Fox. And he's talking about how crabs are paedophiles as well. That's quite amusing. It's fantastic television. It is one of the funniest things I've
banned.
Ever seen. Well, it was shown once, yeah, never ever shown again.
Yeah, exactly. You know why. Not the best things are banned. You need to fucking rephrase that shit.
Okay, well, okay, no, I can quantify it to the best. Not all banned things are good, but most of the best things are banned, have been banned. Not everything that's banned is good, but a lot of really good things get banned.
Why do you think they get banned?
Because I think human emotion is an intense, volatile thing. And when a really good, someone that's really good at their craft, it can be anything. Like, take Ratatouille. You've seen it?
Yes.
That mouse was so good at his art that he got that stubborn mule of a critic to resonate deeply emotionally and go back to his childhood. That must have been an intense experience for that critic throughout the film. Shows that he is a tough cookie emotionally, you know, tough to crack. And taking them back all the way to his childhood must have been a nice experience, but also quite difficult, you know, to look back. And so when someone does something like that, when someone's really good at what they do and they put a piece of their soul, a real piece of human, into a thing and they give it to a large group of people, there's going to be people that don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like when an angel appears in the Bible and they have to say, like, don't freak out. Don't be scared. That's what people are given. Like, people that are really good at what they do, they're giving you, like, angel. They're giving you shining things that are, like, sometimes hard to look at. because they're so fucking real.
And you have to ban that shit.
Unfortunately, that happened. But then stuff gets unbanned as time moves forward. And
maybe we'll get to that stage where everything is unbanned because nobody cares. Because we'll be too busy trying to fucking live. I don't know.
That was some fucking poetry. You were just preaching off the dome right there.
At all times. I will tell you this though. We should leave the fans guessing. Let them.
We've been talking for a while. It was kind of. I forgot. Well, I didn't forget we were doing a podcast, but then I did. It's been a nice chat.
Yeah, it has been. Yeah.
This is how me and Martin really. This has always been the dream of this podcast, is getting to the matter, the real thing that's between me and Martin. Martin rings me most days just to check in.
True.
And there's numerous moments in those conversations when I'm like, I wish we were here now. Because the conversation...
It's so good.
Well, yeah, it's just flowing. It's just, like, natural, and it's just, like... This takes prep, like... Setting all, we have a fairly consistent setup now, so it's easier to just jump in,
yeah,
and do it.
But it's getting here, and
yeah, but then the time. When we speak pretty much every day on the phone, we sometimes speak for hours, like,
yeah,
legit, like, not even for anyone.
No,
my dad today, apparently, one of his friends listened to an episode, one of my dad's friends called Bent.
Bent, B-E-N-T.
Yeah.
Okay.
You all know his last name. Blunk.
What?
Blunk.
We got to name the episode Ben Blunk.
It's actually Bent W Blunk.
Bent W Blunk. That is fantastic. I need to meet the guy. What did he say?
I don't think I've met Ben. I've only heard of Ben. That's so,
what did Ben say?
I can't believe I'm going to have to call this episode that now. that is funny. He, yeah, well, my dad was like, yeah, Ben listened to an episode of your podcast, and I don't think Ben even speaks English, Martin. I think Ben's Danish. Which is even funnier because English speaking people have a problem keeping a track of what we're going on.
Yeah. Imagine
Ben sat there like, what the fuck is going on?
He's just there with a smile like, yeah, this is amazing.
Hours, 2 hours.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, imagine
so
if he.
What did your dad say?
Imagine if he watched the video too.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell your dad. It's like, yeah, this episode's name after Ben.
I'm gonna now, but yeah. Apparently, he just said like, what's that all about? Like, he was like asking him like, what's the deal there? Like, I don't know what's going on. I was trying to explain to Dad like,
what episode did he watch though? Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, they don't even know like what they're doing. Like, you know what I mean?
That's what I mean. Like, did he watch the first episode or did he watch the last episode?
God knows.
Exactly.
I had to explain to Dad, like, what a podcast is, and just, like...
You had to even explain what a podcast was?
Yeah, and what the point of it is.
Right, okay.
Like, he thinks this is just, like, dicking around. I mean, probably most people do, but fuck it. I've been listening to podcasts now since, like, 2005. I sound like Steven Seagal. I've been flying helicopters now for, like, 35 years. I've been listening to podcasts now for, like, 25 years, but...
It's coming, bro. It's coming.
But I was like, yeah, it's just the whole idea is that, you know, me and Martin having a conversation and it's like, you're next to us. And he was like, why would anyone want to do that?
As the millions and millions of people that listen to podcasts every day.
The crowds of people that are throbbing around our podcast.
No. I mean, just like any, like, there's millions of people out there. You could go to a young person right now and be like, are you listening to a podcast? And They will tell you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, but it's generational, isn't it?
Cause exactly.
He spent his whole life driving a lorry listening to the radio. And he's...
He couldn't fathom a fucking listening to somebody talk for 2 hours. Well, it would be the same as, like, sports. You know what I mean? Like,
but it's interesting because it got me thinking about, like, he's so used to... Like, think about, like, radio DJs and sportscasters. No personality. And if there is a bit more if you're a radio DJ, but it's a fake thing. Like, it's like a character that you're building. Unless you're doing, like, a fucking Radio 4 or a book radio show. You know, something that's not... If it's Radio 1, you're like, hello, here in the morning, Radio 1. Yeah. Like, it's, like, not a real person.
It's like it's like a script. You just fucking say this.
But he said, when I said... No, I was like, it's literally just us talking, like me and Martin talking. And he was like, oh, so you just talk and it's like a cult, like people just listen to what you, like what you say.
Like a cult?
Yeah, that's what he said. And I was like, that's so interesting because like his generation just have no time.
To do anything.
Well, they don't want to hear like...
It's hard seeing them get older because they're like, I want to do everything. And you're like... You fucking can't just sit the fuck down.
Well, it's like, I've been in pubs before. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating, like, because that is the old internet, the pub. That, like, we go to Reddit to, like, watch discussion happen, or Discord.
Yeah.
The pub is where those guys, that generation did it. But it's kind of scary. The cognitive dissonance is outrageous because... They lived in a pre-phone world, so no one could quantify anything. Like nothing was based on fact. It was how aggressively you can state your point and sort of win the crowd over.
That's it.
I mean, this is how Hitler rose to power. He literally, like, in a beer hall, stood on a table and like was like, "Come on!" and like did that. Like that is how you like roused the people back then. But. I'm like the direct opposite. Like, I was trying to explain to him that, like, I have no problem, Dad, listening to a 3-hour podcast. And if it's someone that I'm interested in, I enjoy that.
And then I bet your dad was like, oh.
Well, he was like, what? Like,
why would you do that?
You can't, like, just the scope of it and, like, the length. And
but it'll be something like, For him to understand it, you have to bring it to a light with something that he enjoys already. What does he enjoy doing out of work?
Cars. Yeah, he'd like a car.
You fucking... Exactly, yeah. You get podcasts where they talk about his favorite car, every part, like what it does, what it's... Like just getting watching, what was it like, Top Gear, but like podcast Top Gear.
He'd get that, but it would take so much time. I mean, to me, that's not podcasting though.
But then like, that's just, you can explain, it's like, it's that, but in all the, in the general term.
I mean,
you don't have a certain discussion that we're just like, oh, okay, this is the topic that we talk about like we did with the movies before, but now we're sort of like, it's just general conversation.
He'll get it. Eventually, we just got to keep going. But it's just interesting how, like, the vibe of what people want to hear has changed now. Like, we can just have a conversation. And that's, like, that's what real podcasting is to me. Britain doesn't have any good podcasts. I don't listen to any British podcasts, and it's that's because y'all...
Don't say it doesn't have any good podcasts then, because that's... If you don't listen to them.
Just like me, I have. I've done the rounds.
Okay.
I've not consistently come back.
Right, okay.
And I can pinpoint why, too. It's because everyone's stuck in fucking drama club. Like, what is going on in Britain with, like... It's like we used to be famed for having artistic exports. Like, we used to be known for having, like, the best music. We used to be known for having, like, a real creative thing going on here. And as far as I can see, young people... Bless you.
I coughed.
Yeah, I know, but it just looked like you were having a hard time.
So you bless me.
Yeah. Young people, as far as I can see, are more emotionally stunted than ever. Like, the young musicians in Britain, like, God, bless him. Like, Lewis Capaldi, like, I feel really bad for that boy. Because he goes up there and he makes this, like, real emotional music, but he, like, can't handle it. Like, can't handle the, like, being a rock star, but, like, he, like, has panic attacks, and he has body image issues, and all very normal things. But it's just very sad that he's not, like, emotionally equipped to deal with such a thing. And we've gone from, like, Liam Gallagher, who's, like, the opposite, who doesn't give a fuck about anything, and I think that's as bad, like, there's no emotional middle ground. We're very safe in our art. Britain is really safe. And it's like the way podcasts, KSI. Why does everything KSI does sound like he's presenting a fucking presentation, like, in school at the front of the class? And he's like half showing off to some of his mates at the back of the class, but also trying to, like, show that he has good speaking skills and, like, display. It's all just... What I listen to is stand-up comedians in America. And they are literally just talking to one another, like me and you are.
Yeah.
There's, like, no podcast like this in England that I, as far as I can, like, see, where it's like, this is podcasting. This is what it was when I first... when it first came about, when I first saw it. It's an extension of radio, and it's the beauty of being able to witness a conversation. Nothing more, nothing less. Doing the films was even a step too far. This is pure. This is pure podcasting, what we're, like, doing. And I believe that. Like, anything else is something else. It's a audiobook, it's a instructional video, it's a...
You don't think there's any of this in England?
Not that's worth my time.
Oh, okay, so it's... There is, but then not that's worth your time. Because, like, I've seen a couple that's like this, and it's just talking. But, like, I don't know if they would be your type anyway.
I don't know. I want to talk about cool shit. I want to...
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if it's like Daniel Alley, but I've definitely seen podcasts from people from England, here in England.
Well, fucking show up. Come on. But,
like,
this
is
what
I mean. Like, that you may not fuck with it, because it's not like... it's not something that's like popping, or is it? It's fun to me because it's just jokes. You know what I mean? They do the podcast, and it's more like it's literally what they bring to the table. They just bring out, just be like, oh, I don't like this, or oh, I found this really interesting. And then they talk about it, just the same way that we do.
I mean...
but it's obviously somebody else.
I've just always said that the thing that we have existed before the podcast, years.
Yeah.
We would talk for hours.
Yeah.
Before.
Regardless. I'm not putting that to a point.
I knew that is here.
Yeah, here.
What we have, it's neither me nor you. It's something that exists just here when me and you are in the same room. And that's beautiful. Don't you think?
What the fuck?
Right, I need another Ribena in me.
But we're going to call this one a...
Bent W Blunt.
That's right, a Jackie Fisher. I don't know who that is, but Jackie, peace out.
That's a crazy ending. That is an insane ending.
That's how I like to keep it real, bro.
No, thank you for listening, for real.
Heels up, you know, in the usual spots.
Patreon. All the
one,
links,
two, three.
All the links are in the description, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Download. And if you want to support us, like, just join the Patreon. We're adding, like, extra content and sort of what we're doing over the next year is going to be happening just there. So if you want to get on board early with what we're doing this year, and then, yeah, head over there. Yeah, thank you.
Peace the fuck out, motherfuckers.